Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S., South Korean defense officials discussing possible military action after North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the United States. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. Russia's foreign ministry says it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Congress. The White House says that President Trump approves of the sanctions bill and will be signing it. Some believe the Russian retaliation is in part a response to actions from the previous U.S. administration. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has been replaced with retired General John Kelly, who has been running the Department of Homeland Security. University of Akron's David Cohen says Priebus's tenure shorter than usual.
Reince Priebus, save for the chiefs of staff that closed out administrations, Reince Priebus is by far the shortest serving chief of staff in our nation's history. And especially somebody coming in as the first chief of staff, he is by far the shortest serving.
Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Trump and referred to publicly this week by the new White House communications director as a paranoid schizophrenic. This is VOA News.